Box of Robbers. Martha was all alone in the house and feeling very bored. I know, she thought after a while. I'll fetch my doll's house from the attic and play with that. So she climbed the stairs to the little room under the roof. Inside, there were boxes and trunks, piles of old carpet, furniture, and bundles of clothing, and in a dusty corner, she found her doll's house. Martha was about to pick it up when she noticed the black wooden chest her Uncle Walter had sent from Italy. Martha had been told there was no key and that Uncle Walter had forbidden anyone to open it. It was a big chest, studded with big brass nails. Martha longed to see what was in it. Oh, if only I had a key, she thought. Then she remembered the big basket of keys on the shelf in the linen cupboard. Perhaps one of them would unlock the mysterious chest. Martha tried one key after another. At last, an ancient brass key slipped into the lock. Martha heard a click, and as the lid flew up, she jumped back in amazement. Slowly and carefully, a man stepped out, stretched himself, then bowed to her politely. He was tall and thin, and his face was suntanned. Then another man emerged from the chest, yawning. He was middle-sized, and his skin was as tanned as the first. While Martha stared, open-mouthed, a third man crawled out of the chest. He had a suntan too, but was short and fat. And they all wore long red velvet jackets, braided with gold, and sky blue satin breeches. Their hats had broad brims, and ribbons fluttered from the crowns. They had big gold rings in their ears, and knives and pistols in their belts. Their black eyes glittered, and they wore long, curling moustaches.
My, you were heavy, exclaimed the fat one. You squeezed me out of a shape.
There's no need to be disagreeable, said the middle-sized man.
Permit us to introduce ourselves, said the thin man to Martha. This is a Luigi,
the fat man nodded.
And this is Benny,
the middle-sized man bowed.
And I am Victor.
We're Italian bandits.
Bandits!
Cried Martha in horror.
Perhaps in all the world there are not three bandits more terrible and fierce, boasted Benny.
That's a true, said Luigi, nodding. But it's wicked, cried Martha.
You're right, said Victor. We're extremely wicked.
That's a true,
said Luigi, nodding.
But it's naughty, said Martha.
Naughty? Gasped Benny with a horrified look. I little thought to be called that, and by a lady. Oh, oh! But how are we to be bandits unless we're wicked?
Well, stop being bandits.
Luigi sat down on an old chair and wiped his forehead with a yellow silk scarf. Benny and Victor stared at Martha with pale faces.
But what shall we do for a living?
See,
all three said.
Oh, there's lots to do. You could drive a bus, or be a clerk, or become policemen.
Policemen?
They said, shaking their heads.
But our business is to rob.
Martha tried to think.
I know it's hard, but you could try.
No, cried Benny. Bandits we have always been, and bandits we must remain. There are always people to rob.
Brothers, said Victor suddenly, let's rob the house we're in.
Of course,
shouted the others.
Benny turned to Martha. Stay here. If you stir one step, your blood will flow.
But don't worry.
I don't really mean it. That's just the way bandits talk. Of course, we would never, ever hurt such a nice young lady as you.
Then the three crept quietly down the stairs with cocked pistols and knives between their teeth. When they came back, Luigi was carrying a pile of Martha's best dresses. Victor had a brass candlestick and the kitchen clock, and Benny carried a box of knives and forks and an old coat.
"How wonderful it is to rob once more," said Victor.
And all three sat on the floor and munched the cake and sipped the wine that they had stolen from the pantry. Then the doorbell rang. Benny, Victor, and Luigi scrambled to their feet, daggers drawn. Martha ran to the window and saw that it was only the postman delivering a letter. But it gave her an idea.
Oh, it's the police, she cried.
The robbers looked at each other and trembled.
Are there many of them?
112,
exclaimed Martha after pretending to count.
Then we are lost, declared Benny. Are they armed?
Oh, yes, said Martha, with guns and swords and pistols and axes and cannons.
All three groaned. But Benny said,
I hope they kill us quickly.
You are my friends, aren't you? Said Martha, turning from the window. Then I shall save you. I suggest you get back into the chest. I'll close the lid, then the police won't find you. But you must be quick. They'll soon be here.
Into the chest jumped Luigi, lying flat on the bottom. Next in went Benny, and pausing only to kiss Martha's hand, Victor lay on top. When they were all settled in, Martha pressed the lid down tightly.
Try pushing down more, she said. Squeeze down more! Squeeze down! I'm doing my best,
snapped Victor.
We fitted nicely before. I don't understand. Perhaps it's those cakes we ate.
Could be,
answered Luigi's voice. So Martha sat on the lid and pressed it down with all her weight. With a click, the chest snapped shut. And with a broad, happy smile, Martha turned the old brass key. Now this story should teach us not to interfere with things that do not concern us. Because if Martha had not opened Uncle Walter's chest, she would not have had to carry all the robbers' plunder downstairs.